It is time now for Talking Books with Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and joins us now in the studio for another Wednesday afternoon. How are you?
I'm chilly.
Chilly, yeah. It's cold.
It's cold. Yes, I'm actually not chilly. I'm cold. I had to run a couple errands on the way over here. I ran in the store, and I felt like when I came out of the store, it was like 5 degrees colder than when I went in the store.
This is one of those where, like, your glasses are fogging up when you're going in.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
Ominous looking out there.
A little bit, right? Like, there's no rain, but
you know,
really dark clouds.
During this gray, cold time,
yes,
there's a light at the end of the tunnel this
and
week.
And that light is?
The Friends book sale.
The Friends of the Library
book sale.
And
I brought one of their lights with me, the sunny president of the Friends, Karen Curtin.
Karen, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing good. So, Friends of the Library book sale, it's huge. Tens of thousands of books will be at the library Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is it's not biennial, multiennial event. How many times a year does
this
happen?
Actually, we do it
three times a year, right?
Is that triennial?
Because triannual is every three years.
That would be a really big book sale.
Triennial,
but then it's biennial. We do our Sip and Shop, and we are doing that on
this Friday evening
from 7 to 9. We did our first one in April. It was really popular, and we are back now, and we will be doing them twice a year. And this is a really fun event. You can sip, you can shop, and in addition to all those wonderful books, we're going to have art this year, too.
Awesome. So go back.
The light at the end of the week just got brighter, y'all.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Not just the book sale.
So go back a second. Tell us about the Friends of the Library, because this is the organization the book sale is to benefit. So who are you and what do you do?
We are an all-volunteer membership organization, and our sole purpose is to raise money for the library. We gave the library about $140,000. So we raise a lot of money. We do it through book sales. We do it through our sales that you hear about. We do it through a store. We sell online. So all of that is at great bargain prices for everyone. We just sell a whole lot of books that are donated by the community.
And I just want to circle back to a couple of things she said and talk about them. They are all volunteers. So there are plenty of members. I don't know, 500, 600
members
now?
We have between 500 and 600 members.
Yep. And then there's a core group of volunteers. And those are the folks who have a lot of fun, but they really do a lot of work. They sort all the books that come in, which is every day we get carloads of books. They work at the bookstore. They set up these giant sales. So, saying that it's a volunteer group doesn't really get into all the work they do. And they have so much fun doing it.
Right.
And they're just like part of the library family. We love them so much. They're kind of like that great aunt who every time you saw her, she would like slip a 20 in your pocket when you left.
Boy, you have better aunts than I do.
I know, right?
Well, let me just say, though, that in addition to that, we're really appreciative to everyone who are members, even if they don't volunteer.
That's right.
And you can really support us by coming to the sale, and Friday is members only. You can become a member and come to the sale, and we hope you do that because we have a wonderful library, and it's a great way to support them.
So what are the times of the sale?
The sale is actually from 3 to 5:30 on Friday is our members only sale, but you can join at the door. The Sip and Shop is from 7 to 9, and we then have it open to the public on Saturday from 10 to 5:30, and Sunday is 11 to 3, and it's the bag sale, and we're hoping it doesn't snow.
Speaking with Karen Curtin, Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library, Susan Brown, of course, with the Chapel Hill Public Library, we're talking about the big book sale, and this is, I mean, it's a huge event every single time, so we're talking about, what, 20,000 or so books that are going to be...
20,000 books.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Yep, and so for folks, so let's talk through, if you haven't been to the book sale before, you can come in. Parking's often a challenge, but we try and kind of free up, have staff park different places. If it's open, you can park over at the FastMed lot. There have been some utility trucks there in that kind of back parking lot. But you park, or you can take the bus or carpool. And when you come into the book sale, again, if you want to come Friday, you can become a friend at the door. I tell people that it's one of the least expensive ways to have a big impact on the community and town. And then we have different rooms set up. So like one room is going to be all kids and teens. One room is all like AV. So audiobooks, vinyl, movies,
we do have vinyl too.
All of that.
We have all the books categorized by subject matter to make it easy to find what you're looking for.
And a group of very friendly volunteers that will help you find things. Saturday it's open to the public all day, and then Sunday it's open. Sunday's bag day. So Karen, do people bring their own bags or do we have bags?
They can bring their own bags. We will have bags that they can use, but we encourage them to bring their own.
And then like fill up a bag as crammed as possible
for
$5.
You can cram it. Yep.
And there's still tons of great stuff there on Sunday. Yeah. It's not just like the picked over stuff. There's great stuff on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then if you've never been to the Sippin' Shop, let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's going to be on Friday evening.
Yeah.
We've done it once, and we're going to have great treats to eat. You know, savories and sweets, we describe them as, red and white wine, and we'll have cider. And it's just a lovely event. We'll have a small silent auction with artwork this year that was donated. We get some wonderful donations in. It's surprising sometimes.
Is it people that just bring artwork to you, or did you go out and find it?
No, we do not normally. We usually are just getting books, but we just got a collection of some really nice pieces
That's
of
awesome.
Art. And so we've actually put them up for silent auction, and we'll have some up for the sale. And great holiday shopping, because these are like new books you can find. So wonderful opportunity to do your shopping.
Just about any book that you can imagine. I know I've been to this book sale, and just any book that's on your list, you can probably find it or something very close to it at the book sale. That's how big it is. So we're speaking with Susan Brown and Karen Curtin, talking about the Friends of the Library book sale again Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Susan, you had...
I was just going to say the other thing about the Sippin' Shop, the first time they did it, which was really fun. We sort of did it and didn't know who would come.
Right.
It was like this all ages thing. There were like UNC students and like moms and daughters shopping, and families and neighborhood groups and book clubs came. And then the other fun thing that sort of naturally happened was people would say, hey, I'm trying to find a book for my best friend who likes books about cats or whatever it was. And so the staff and the friends got to sort of help people make their choices.
Awesome.
So I think it's going to be that times twice the fun, because it's holidays Friday night. So it'll be really fun.
We love to give recommendations. So.
We really do. That's like super fun.
So speaking of giving recommendations...
Look at that segue.
Let's do that now. Again, Sip and Shop this Friday at 7. But what are we going to talk about this time? Sipping and shopping, right?
Sipping and shopping was our prompt, yes.
Sipping and shopping related books. Or sipping or shopping related
and
books.
Or.
Yeah.
Bonus
sipping
points
and
if
shopping
you got
both. Is difficult, but yeah. They're out there. You can find a sipping and shopping
there
book
you
if you want. Yeah. All
okay.
right. What do we got?
Who's going first? Karen, you?
All right. Well, I couldn't find a sipping and shopping book, so I can't wait to hear who did. But the book that I'm going to recommend is one I got as a gift for someone for the holidays, and I decided to keep it for myself. I'm somebody who really is into wine and collecting it, and it's called The Wine Bible, the new and updated version of it. And I did a lot of research, and it's just a wonderful story about wine, the different vineyards, the types of wine, even recommendations. But it's a fabulous book, and I'm keeping it for myself, and I would recommend it. Karen McNeil is the name.
Awesome. All right. Cool.
So Susan? I've actually got, I think
You've
I've
got a sipping and shopping book?
I do.
All right.
But
well, the Wine Bible is a sipping and shopping book because you read it and then you go shopping for wine, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
So I don't know how many we're going to have time for, so I don't know if I do this one first or last. What do we do?
Is it the creme de la creme? Because
yeah.
if so, then...
One?
It's bonus points.
Okay, hold it for the end.
I will very quickly. So for shopping, I've talked about this before. My shopping book would be a book by a guy named Paco Underhill called Why We Buy. Mm. And he was one of the first sort of social scientists who, like in the 80s, got an army of graduate students, and they started observing shoppers. So he's the person who realized that, you know, there's a rule now that most people don't register anything visually till they're 30 feet into a store. He's the one that came up with people naturally go in and turn left or right. I forget which.
Yeah.
So Why We Buy by Paco Underhill. And then my sipping book, and I'm going to wait for the
other one.
My sipping book is a book called Cork Dork. It's a really great book. It's by Bianca Bosker. This came out a couple years ago, and the subtitle says it all. Cork Dork, a wine-fueled adventure among the obsessive sommeliers, big bottle hunters, and rogue scientists who taught me to live for taste. So
it is
you,
a long
I
title.
I know, it's really long.
That's like
and
chapter
it's a great
one
cover
right
art.
There.
But it's really readable nonfiction all about, she kind of delves into wine culture. And she starts out the book thinking, why on earth would you pay a gazillion dollars for a bottle of wine? And by the end of the book, she's like, oh, if I had a gazillion dollars, maybe I would buy a bottle
all
of wine
right,
with it.
Right.
But it's a really, really fun book.
Very cool. So mine is going to be by an author named Jan Whitaker, who has written a number of books about department stores and the history of department stores and how they fit into the American economy and just sort of the 20th century American society. But the one that I'm going to recommend is called Service and Style, How the American Department Store Fashioned the Middle Class. It was published about 10 years ago or so. Also some fun cover art. And it's all about specifically the downtown department stores, like shopping malls, when you go downtown and you go to whatever the big, and every single city of any size had, and in some cases still has, that old downtown department store that goes up three or four levels, like in A Christmas Story that we talked about
absolutely.
Last time, where you go and you stand in line to meet Santa Claus. And it just sort of dominated not just the downtown, but also just the shopping economy, the downtown economy. It was a big driver that brought people in, and it shaped the way that we travel. It shaped the way that we shop. It shaped what products were available for us even to buy. So if you are trying to be upwardly mobile, the department store makes it possible for you to have a better wardrobe or appliances and things like that. And this book is all about that. So Service and Style by Jan Whitaker is for me.
Great title, too.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Two things that makes me think of, mm-hmm. while I love Silver Spot, I was a huge fan of the Dillard's.
Of Dillard's, yeah.
In the mall here.
Yeah, I miss Dillard's.
Right? Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah.
And Lawrence, Kansas, which we have talked about,
yes.
has Weaver's.
Yes, which I went in when
yes.
I was there. It's still there.
It's the oldest continuously operating department store in the country. So it
yep.
beats out Gimbel's and Macy's and all of those. And one of my favorite things in there, and I think they were still functional, they had a system of pneumatic tubes that would send things up
oh.
the like different
oh, fun.
Floors
yeah.
and
yeah.
stuff.
I was only in there for a few minutes because you get to Lauren's and they are very, very proud of saying that Weaver's is the longest functioning department store. So it's one of the first things we
yeah.
heard about downtown is we've got this department store. It's been here since 1403. 1830 something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or like, or it can't be 1830 something, 1850 something,
yep.
I guess, because that's when Lawrence was founded. But it's been there really since the beginning. And I went in there. I did not see the pneumatic tubes, but I was only in there for 5 minutes.
You gotta
minutes.
Know
it was
to
fun.
Like
yeah,
seek
yeah.
them out. Okay, are we ready for the book
Go for
that's
it.
Going to win me the prize for Talking Books with Aaron Keck here on December 5th? I know. If I keep talking about it, you'll keep doing that, right? Do your knuckles hurt?
No, it's
okay,
fine.
Sorry. Okay, this is a book about shopping for a bottle to sip, kind of like Karen's was with the wine Bible. This book is called The Billionaire's Vinegar, the mystery of the world's most expensive bottle of wine.
Oh.
So I read a piece like in Vanity Fair or somewhere on this, and it was turned into a book. So in 1985, a single bottle of wine went up for auction at like Sotheby's or Christie's or something. It sold 2 minutes later for $150,000.
Wow.
It like broke all of the previous standing records for the
How
most
wild
expensive
were
bottle.
Those 2 minutes?
I know, right?
What did they start the bidding at and then just like pointing wildly
to read the
at
book
people?
And find out,
yeah.
Right? So it was a bottle of Lafite. And it was engraved with Thomas Jefferson's name on it.
Oh,
that was
nice.
His favorite
okay, yeah.
wine.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it became this huge thing. And then there was also some intrigue, maybe some hijinks. There might have been some nonsense happening. But if you like nonfiction, I mean, even if you do or don't like wine, if you like kind of crime things mm-hmm. and historical explorations, The Billionaire's Vinegar, and it's by Benjamin Wallace.
I like that.
Did I win?
I think you
win,
won.
Right?
Yeah, that's
you
a
can
sipping
win.
And shopping. Care
that's not just
whatever.
Sipping and shopping.
You,
that is high level sipping and shopping right
it's not
there.
It's a contest. It's totally a contest.
It's totally a contest, and you won. Congratulations. Your prize is nothing.
Nothing.
But that's fun. So I don't know if it goes into this in the book, but can you drink 18th century wine? Is it?
If you pay $150,000 for it,
you probably
you
should at some point, right?
I mean, people
right?
do that all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, not all
yeah, probably
time.
Not
I don't
all
understand
the time.
Buying
Occasionally.
A wine that old.
Right?
How can you enjoy it?
Yeah.
I know. If you're like, you're holding on to it and your hands have got to be shaking, because if you just spill a little bit, that's like thousands of dollars per drop that's falling down. All right, so final details about the Friends of the Library big book sale Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What do people need to know? Where can they go to find out information?
Well, they can go right to our website, which is friendschpl.org. We'll have all that information on it. I'm sure the library has sent out plenty of information on it as well, but we hope to see you 3 o'clock on Friday, members only sale, but sip and shop especially. Everyone is welcome. You can pay, or if you're a member, you come for free.
Awesome.
And you can bring a guest.
7 p.m. on Friday for sip and shop, and then it continues for everyone, members of the public on Saturday, and then the bag sale on Sunday. Susan Brown, Karen Curtin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.